Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Radio Network. We've got a great show tonight. We're going to be talking live from ESETI and covering some of the experiences that people are having here during the ESETI event. We just got started here. We're just getting into it. We've got had one Skywatch last night, but we're going to have a few more tonight and tomorrow night. And so we can talk about some of the experiences that have happened so far. Crazy orb activities, paranormal photographs, and everything have been coming up, and hopefully we can get some people to come up and talk about their experiences during this weekend. We've got Murray Rodwell coming up June 14th to the 17th, and it's the Young Masters Gathering, and it's a unique course for parents who have children aware of their inner dimensionality. So anyway, Mary Rodwell is awesome, and she's been working with children for quite some time and helping them understand their gifts and their connections to the higher dimensions, and has been doing this work for quite some time. And she's actually going to be one of the speakers as well at the July 4th conference, which is going to be amazing. So we've got quite a lineup there. And again, I'll be this next weekend, I'll be in contact in the desert. So go to contact in the desert, .com, and all the information will be there. Amazing lineup of speakers there as well. And I'm sure we're going to be, I think I've got a lecture, I've got an intensive and a workshop, and then a kind of a meditation to make your own contact with other people. So they've got me pretty well scheduled there. It's going to be running around between that and radio and TV interviews. So it's going to be a busy weekend. Also, too, there was a glitch on the website. For some reason, it was taken down. The ability, if people want to come this next weekend and have their own Skywatch and experience ESETI, it's back up now. So next weekend, while I'm in contact in the desert, it will be going on. And there's some great people. And believe it or not, activity happens whether I'm here or not. So that's not what most people tell you, but it's not about me. So anyway, the land is beautiful. The galactic medicine wheel is here, the Palladian circle, all the other things are happening here at the Stargate. So it's ongoing. And so you can come and experience that. We've got quite a few events, others coming up. Again, go to the ESETI website at ESETIevents.com if you want to find out more about the ongoing workshops. But the big one we have, the July 4th weekend, is coming up, and it's quite a lineup. It's an amazing lineup. A lot of Aussies coming, so it's going to be fun. And a lot of really good friends, people I know really well, are coming and very connected. And they have a lot of information, and it's very accurate information that's coming from the heart, which I love. So we've got that going on. There's a few other things I wanted to talk about. There's so much in the news, I don't even know where to start. I guess Harvey Weinstein got arrested, to be expected. And, hopefully he sings like a canary, like some of the other ones, because if he does, you're going to see this massive pedophile network go down. And I'm hoping it does. I think that is the answer to draining the swamp and getting rid of the deep state. All you got to do is take down the pedophile network, and you're going to have most of them in there. Also, too, when you watch CNN and SNBC or all these other lamestream media outlets, just watch for the guys screaming the loudest, and making the most ridiculous accusations, and there's your pedophiles right there. It's unfortunate, but I see these guys, and I know what they've been up to, and they do have indictments out. And so, watch the ones screaming the loudest and trying to take down the present administration. And in most cases, they've got a lot of dirt on them, and they're about ready to be exposed and taken down. Actually, Congress just called for a special counsel to investigate all the corruption within all the agencies and the last administration. So that's going to be coming down here real quick. So anyway, things are unfolding. A lot of people are upset that it's not unfolding fast enough. But, this didn't happen overnight. And it's been a long time in coming. And the corruption is so deep. I mean, even the higher dimensional beings, I think, underestimated the corruption and how deep it is. And at the same time, You know, a good example, I was talking to a good friend of mine, Winston Strout, and we were talking about how this is beyond insanity. These people are pathological liars. There's no shame. It's unbelievable watching them just stand up and continuously lie over and over and over. And, you know, I asked him, I go, I don't know how they do this. How do they stand in front of a camera like that in front of thousands of people and continue to tell, you know, these known lies over and over when they've been proven to be lies? And Winston told me, he goes, you know, you don't hang around with too many pathological people, do you? You know? And the big light went on. I went, aha, you know? And I think that's the problem, is that the people that are the white hats and the other people, I think they just underestimated how sick this really is and just how crazy it is. And you know, these people will lie up to the end and deceive up to the end, even if it means their own demise. They just keep going, and it is insane. It's crazy. So you can't apply your thought process to this process. You know, our thought process, you know, oh, we're going to get them, we're going to bust them, we're going to go public, it's going to be over with. It doesn't work that way. They just keep going. They're like the Energizer bunnies or whatever, you know, so in a negative way. But anyways, you know, it's going to happen. You know, these things are going to happen. The indictments are being unsealed now and the arrests are starting up. And a lot of these key people that are being arrested or have been arrested are going to start, you know, singing basically like canaries. So they have already, most of them have already sung. And, you know, you don't have an indictment unless, the thing about it, if you have a sealed indictment like that, you don't have the indictment unless they've already got the goods on them. I mean, they are nailed. And so you wouldn't have the indictment. And so, you know, basically, no worries. It is going to happen. It's just taking a little longer. And a lot of these other shifts, the humanitarian funds are getting ready to be released. And, you know, the going back on the gold standard, all of these things, the new dollar is going to be coming out. But as I've always said, it can't happen until the roundup. So you can't release, you know, millions, billions, trillions of dollars back into the hands of these people. They have to be rounded up first, or you're right back to where you started again. So basically that's been the holdup, and it's finally getting to happen. And the military is very much involved in all of this. So just hang in. It is happening. It is going to happen. And it's just a little slower than we expected. But it is kicking in right now. It's starting to happen. I was trying to think about what else is in the news. I mean, there's just so much going on. I don't really want to get into the news too much. But on the good news is that we have been making incredible contacts here with all these higher dimensions. And, you know, the bottom line is consciousness is cause. And so consciousness is the beginning of everything. And everything goes from consciousness to light to energy to mass. And all these other dimensions are involved coming in right now for this process. The earth herself is ascending. And so these dark forces are caught in the middle and they're being squeezed. There's a major compression going on. And they are going out. They're not frequency specific to the evolution of the earth. And it's a no-win situation for them. The forces at play are so huge that it's an unstoppable process. So sit back, relax, get your popcorn out, enjoy the show. It's going to be an interesting show. And, you know, and if you're inspired to do something that will help, you know, bring about unity consciousness and the awakening healing process, by all means, get involved and help that, you know, make that happen, whatever that is. If it's just, you know, helping those less fortunate, if it means bringing in free energy and fearless energy, if it means new healing technologies, whatever, you know, whatever you're inspired to do, you know, get into it, you know, get behind it and make it happen, because we're all part of this. We're the ground crew and we're all being awakened, you know, in this process. So I wanted to go into some of the things we've been doing and you know, not just listen to me, but get other people's feedback from what they've been experiencing here at the ranch. So we're going to open this up to anybody that wants to come up and talk about their experiences here, some of the things they've filmed. All right, come on up.
Break the silence.
All right. Okay, so we didn't know he was going to speak, so we'll have to make a check out to you later. So, But anyway, welcome to the show and introduce yourself, and you can talk about whatever some of the things you've experienced here and just whatever comes to you.
Great. Thanks, James. My name's Dave. And when I think about all the things that have transpired that brought me to this point, I think I could write a book about it. So anything that I say is like a really condensed Reader's Digest version of what happened. My intention is to maybe something that I share might be of value to somebody that's listening and maybe help them take some action towards their spiritual growth and maybe end up perhaps here at eSETI. So there's a lot of synchronistic events that kind of lead up to this point, and I'm really trying to condense things down. I got a family member that got in some spiritual difficulty about back in 2012, and I was able to help them through some synchronistic events. I collected some tools. I didn't know what they were, but they would come together and be available to me at just the right time, just when this family member needed it. I could help them being 600 miles away from me and help banish some spiritual attacks they were getting. And that really set them on a great course. Fast forward to more recent times, they were getting a spiritual attacks again. And I'm kind of not knowing what to do to help them because they ended up in an institution, a mental health institution, and got a bunch of drugs and, you know, the typical stuff that I think just exacerbates things. So I was kind of at a loss for how can I help them this time around because it wasn't exactly the same thing. And their behavior was really, really different. So in April, I was introduced to somebody who was going to be coming here. I had another synchronistic series of events, ended up in Florida where this friend of mine, Joe, is. And I just met him for the first time back then. And he was inspired to invite me, this, you know, of all the people he knows, and he knows a lot of people, he was called to invite me here. And I said, heck yeah. And since then, I could feel the kind of the energy flowing and certain pieces coming into place to bring me here and prepare me for being here. And even like when I got here on Monday, I wasn't at the ranch, but a couple days prior to getting here, I met up with a couple other people for the first time, Jean-Claude and Sarah. And meeting up with them and their psychic gifts, that helped further kind of unlock something. And now I've got this tool where I have spiritual confirmation when I do a prayer. And I'm not one that prays a lot, but you know, I pray when the need seems to be there. And I had a series of really strong confirmations, full body galvanic skin responses, those full body chills that last for a long time. And they're very compelling. And I found, okay, now I've got this signaling mechanism with the spirit world or the spiritual guidance. And then you helped me here, you and Kathy, with the table tipping process. And now that, you know, I've been wanting to know the name of my guide, and you were able to reveal that for me, you and Kathy. And that's been really powerful for me. And it's been, you know, just also the people here are just, so I look around the room and I kind of lock eyes on people, and I just think there's everybody here is exceptional in the process of meeting you, process of being with these wonderful people who are all called to be here for different reasons. It's all crazy, amazing, synchronistic combination of events brings us to this special place. So, you know, I really feel like now my spiritual growth has just taken a huge step up. I feel so much more connected through all the sessions that you've been doing and working with people here and meditating on the premises here. So that's as short as I can make it. Hopefully that conveys things. Maybe there's some questions.
And you've
you
also
have
felt
me.
Like the different beings come in. Like when we brought different beings, you could feel the nuances or the differences between the different groups.
And yeah, the energy, and it's been really cool when that's happened. Some people are picking up on more than me because I think they're further along on their spiritual path. But yeah, it's been great when you, you know, called in support.
Yeah, and the field work out there too, seeing all the photographs of the energies here and the orbs and all the crazy paranormal stuff going on.
Yeah, there's some orbs around me that were captured.
A few ships have come over, but
slightly more than a few.
Yeah. Great.
We lose count after a while.
Awesome. Right. Hey, well, thanks. Thanks so much. Yeah, thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks, James. I appreciate it.
And talking.
All
right. Who else we got? Come on up. We're going to bring in a little global. Global. So, I know. Is it Ashley? Is that how you say it?
Yeah,
it's a little different. Okay, Ashley. So I know you've been here and had some pretty interesting experiences since you've been here.
Yeah.
And you came from Australia, right?
Yes, I did.
So how'd you find out about Australia, about the ranch?
Yeah. I've been listening to your show now for maybe about a year and a half. And I found it very interesting because probably back when I was 20, I was quite into the UFO phenomena, just trying to find my journey and, you know, connect really where we all came from, as I had a very heavy religious past. So time got away from me. I had children, I got married, and probably within the last, I'd say, 6 months along my journey and my healing, really, I've been brought back quite solidly to finding out about my galactic family and my guides. And I was on your email list and I saw that this was going to be coming up in a month. And I thought, I want to go to this. This sounds really, really right what I'm into. So I checked with my mother and my husband and I sorted the kids out. I've got 8 days off and here I am.
Awesome. Now you've seen, now so far you've seen quite a few things. Just talk about some of the experiences that you've had since you've been here.
Okay, well, on the first night that I arrived, we did some sky watching, and that was really exciting for me because I didn't think that I'd ever seen anything. And sure enough, there were ships that were passing over the top and some flashing lights in the sky. And I thought, wow, I was really happy to have that confirmation because I realised that I had at times seen that at home in the skies of Australia, but probably just passed it off if that was just a plane or a satellite. But I have, been doing that. I think that was the third night last night, and it has progressively I've seen more and more things, but really learning about how it comes from within you, making the connection as opposed to just seeing things in the sky. And on top of that, I had a healing session with James, and where I was actually introduced to my guides and or my main guide, which I didn't really know who that was, but I've always been very connected to the Christ consciousness. That's always kept me very safe, and it's been a real strength for me throughout my journey. And I found out today when I was in the galactic wheel or the medicine wheel, I had a really strong experience just with reconnecting to that and also some of my other star connections that I had. And I actually cried. I sobbed for probably about an hour in there and time just got away from me completely. And then I released all of this energy and I felt very connected, and I came out and we did
the Egon?
After lunch today where we brought in the higher
the different dimensional beings.
And the energy in the room for me was just so strong that I had to go and lie down on the couch because I just felt like I just need to shut my eyes. And when I did, I just was filled with golden lights. A golden light right through my body, and I could see big golden pyramids flashing up inside of me, and it was so strong, and I felt like I felt quite energized, but at the same time really tired because it was such a big energy shift and, you know, transformation, I suppose.
Now, some of the photographs that were taken out in the field that you were in and other people were in, could you talk about that? I mean, how can you explain those energies or what was showing up on the cameras. Yeah, or,
with the orbs.
Yeah.
When we went out into the field, James just had to hold our fingers together to draw like a magnet, our energies together, and to hold our hands in the air. And then on the cameras that they were taking off general mobile phones like Samsung and iPhones, all of these orbs started shooting past, and there were many, many of them, hundreds probably all up over the period of time that we were all out there. And I know some other people came along and you took them to the medicine wheel and did it out there with them. So there's been some, really big glowing orbs flying through the pictures and the videos, and it's been really quite fascinating, because that's another thing that I've never really experienced.
Yeah. So it kind of pushed you out of the box, kind of, like, I guess it really opened up, you know, a bigger universe, you might say, since you've been here.
Yeah, definitely connected me and grounded me into what was there that I just didn't know was there. And it is just about listening inside yourself and really learning that what you see within and what you feel, that's what's right for you. James is an amazing guide who can and teacher who can help lead you to that. And he just really encourages you to experience your own experience. And that's what it's all about. And it's been very strong for me and very personal. And, something that I'll never forget.
Awesome. Hey, well, thanks for coming on the show and sharing your experience.
Thanks for having me.
Watch your step going down. All right, so, you know, it's really, that is what it's all about, is doing your own research and having your own personal experience, and then it's real for you. I know when Danny Dyer came up here, he went all over the world in searching for UFOs, and it came up empty, you know, and they did a whole special on it, and we're on it. And when he finally ended up here at the ranch, he was just blown wide open. He started out, you know, he was kind of skeptical, you know, a little skeptical, and started out, and he felt the energy on the ranch, and he's going, boy, this is not what I'm used to, you know. And he's used to more of a city atmosphere. And then he came in, he did a Yigong with us. And when he came out, the energy was so strong. He came out and he was like almost stumbling around. He lights a cigarette and he's smoking. He goes, I feel pissed like this. And you know, in England, that means drunk. I feel drunk. The energy was so strong. He felt, you know, it's hilarious. And he went through this big process of letting go and raising an awareness. And then that night he went out in the field and just saw one UFO after another, and they just kept coming in and powering up. And what was interesting about it is that they, you know, what he said was, he goes, I'm on UFO overload, you know, so he saw so many. And he says, I did it. I came out here. He goes, I don't care what you say, you skeptics. He goes, it was real. I saw it with my own eyes. And he says, nobody can take that away from me. And I love that saying, what he was saying. And you come here and you have your own experience and you see it with your own eyes, and then nobody can take that away from you. And I always tell people, do your research, you know, go and have your own experience and you know, trust your own inner sensitivity and you know, trust your BS meter too. So sometimes there is a lot of BS out there and you got to trust that. But it is so important for people to come and experience energies here, experience the different beings, and what's nice is you can walk away with your own evidence too, because you can actually film the beings, the orbs, the light spheres, the other phenomenon, the ships, everything. You know, it's all going on, and amazing photographs are coming out now from people that have come to the ranch. Do we have anybody else that want to come up and talk about? Let's bring. All right, here's Now we have the master teacher of all of us here. So go ahead and say your name and what you've experienced here.
I'm Lorianne, and when we went out to Skywatch Field, we went to a medicine wheel, and we were calling in the orbs. I was sitting in the Orion, and the Orion circle, and it was really cool because my mom took a picture, and we didn't see this until the next morning, but there's a lion in, like, this purple haze looking down on me. And then we started looking at the other pictures, and we kept seeing faces that kept showing up in each picture, and then there was always this little orb that's following me around. It was the same one the whole time.
Yeah, and then I know some of the photographs were so bizarre. Some were just streaks coming up from the ground everywhere, and they got more and more and more and more, and then everything whited out, the whole camera whited out. And then there's ones that look like big, look like a giant candy cane going by or something like that. Yeah. It was...
There's some that are just little lines, and he calls them the Ascended Cheetos.
Yeah. One looked like a Cheeto, and so we named it the Ascended Cheeto. You know, but there's all kinds of stuff speaking around out there. But the overall, the energies. What do you think? Can you feel the energies out there when you go into the different?
Yeah, it's when you're like calling them when you're calling the Pleiadians and Orions in, the energy got so tense I had to leave. I kind of started to like close my eyes and wanted to go to sleep and stuff.
About the Andromedans when they came in, or that you feel they're really strong, Leah when she came in. And you know, it's okay too if you want to sleep, because you still get it. You know, it's amazing. There's a lot of people start reading my books and they go, I can't get through your book. I start reading it and I just pass out. And then I have all these crazy, vivid dreams and experiences. And I said, that's what it's for. You know, it's like to trigger that, you know, to have your own experience. Anything else you want to share about your experiences here?
When one of the, I forgot, family came in, they literally started like pushing me. I kept going, like, it's like they would push me to the back of my chair, and then they would push me to the front of my chair, and it's just like, and then they started doing that to my head at the same time. It was really weird.
Was it playful though? It's kind of playful. Yeah, kind of a playful energy. And you know, when that happens, you know, and here a lot of times you're meditating, they're just outside of our reality, but they'll put their hands on you and you'll feel them. They'll put their hands on your shoulder, or sometimes they'll brush your forehead, the top of your head. And, you know, and a lot of times when I feel that, I just go, oh, I just melt, because I can feel their energy and the love coming through them, you know, when they do that. But how did it feel afterwards? I mean, you could feel the energy, but did you feel like invigorated? Or
I kind of like afterwards, like after figured everyone had their eyes open, I was kind of just swaying
back and forth.
Like even kind of before you called them in, it was like I was swaying a little bit, but then it's just like when that one family came in, it really hit me, and I just like literally was like hitting me. It's just like they're playing like ball with me back and forth.
Yeah, that's fun. Well, yeah, it's good that you're learning this now. I wish I had that ability to. Or it was available to me in a younger age, because I had all these experiences and I had nobody to talk to. I didn't have anybody to share it with or anything. And it was pretty intense. And I'm glad there's places like this opening up, you know, around the world now, where people can come and have these experiences and not be made fun of or shut down or told you know, it's something dark or whatever, you know.
It's my mom who really opened it up for me, and it's like she kind of started talking to me about it at a really young age, and I'm like, at first I'm like, I just like, yeah, who cares? And then now I'm kind of like, yeah, keep talking. She's like, no, this is probably boring. I'm like, no, keep talking. It's like, it's really interesting talks.
Yeah, great. And what's nice, you get to see it. You get to see the evidence and all the photographs and all the other stuff, so. That helps enhance it, you know. So what do you think? Are you going to tell all your friends about this now?
I know I've tried telling one of my friends that, and she's all, and she was just like, was like, I kind of doubt that. She's acting like she believed it. I could tell she didn't.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like, man, I'm going to give up on the rest of my friends because it's going to be like,
Unfortunately, when you become enlightened, Sonia Barrett, I love what she said. She goes, I had all these friends, tons of friends. I was going to parties every night and everything. And then I woke up and then she goes, now I got about five friends. She goes, but they're really cool and we can have great conversations, you know. But you'll find that some friends aren't really friends if they don't totally accept you for who you are and they're not open, you know, then you have to pick some new friends.
I know I have one friend that I kind of got her into fairies, and she's mm-hmm. like, I kind of told her where I was going this weekend, like where I was going, and she's like, I'm like, she kind of tuned on the fairies that, because like, I kind of mentioned in the other day we were, I invited her over to your house, and we ended up making a fairy house out of cardboard and odds and ends that I found in my bedroom.
Do they take baubles and keys and things and move them around you? Like they do
there's
here?
There's a crystal shop named Barjans in Billings, and we bought like this fairy dust. And, my mom put it in my fairy house. I made a fairy house earlier. It's like I put it in, like I cleared out one of my bookcases. It's just like a square that, and I kind of created a fairy house in there. And my mom put the fairy dust in there. And then the next morning the fairy dust wasn't there. I even checked on my car. It was just gone.
They say a lot of times you put a little cup of sugar and a small little thing of sugar in there, it always disappears, you know, when you're working with the fairies.
I put some honey in my fairy houses. Cause
did you catch one?
No, I looked it up online, like what they liked and stuff, and it's like I put a few pennies in there because I heard they're like copper and put a little honey and said it was their favorite treat. Honey hasn't been nibbled down of.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they're sugar junkies. They love Gibson Fruit Loops or something. Well, anyway, thanks so much for bringing your perspective to the show, and keep up that search, you know.
You keep it up too.
Thank you. I will. That's why I keep it up right there. There are times, you know, you're doing this work and you know, you get so many shills and people and calling you every name in the book and looking at you crazy and everything else, and it doesn't even bother me anymore. It's like I've heard everything, and but there comes a time you start questioning, you go, what am I doing this for? You know, it's like I'm just going to go garden. I'm going to forget it. I'm just going to go work, you know, on the ranch or whatever. And every time I come back full circle and come back, you know, to doing this kind of work and just, you know, I really thought about what really brings me joy. And I just seen other people happy, basically. And seeing people get past the wounds and traumas and getting back to their true nature. So that's kind of what inspires me to do it. And, you know, I've tried to run away from this several times, but each time I always come back, you know. So if it's your sole purpose, you got to do it. You know, you can't. Yeah, you know, the crazy thing is people don't realize this, but I used to be doing commercial real estate, and I had my own office and people working for me and all the toys. And when I had the near-death experience of drowning, I just walked away from all of it and gave most of it away and just left. And everybody goes, you're nuts, you're going to be on the street, you know, you're going to be look where I am now. It's like, it's so, you know, this amazing ranch, all these awesome things happening and everything else. So when you do align with your soul purpose and move in that direction, you know, you don't lose anything. Everything just keeps filling that void. The more you give away, the more that comes. And now people give me things and I just pass them on and keep it moving, you know, keep it going, which is the way we need to do. But let's see if we can get anybody else. We've got all these lights. I can hardly see out. No. Come on up. You want to talk about your stories real quick? Okay.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi. My name is Sonny. I'm from Luxembourg. And I wanted to speak about the beautiful grounds, and everybody wants to come here for the UFOs, but for me, what I have come to realize is that the grounds, really, this earth and this place is really the star of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's these grounds that are absolutely sacred, including the mountain, includes the mountain. And I think that is why we have so much activity here. All the orbs and all the fairies, Bigfoot, and the Ewoks, and all those who come to visit here, because they know it is safe here. And they just enjoy being comfortable with interacting with humans that are actually not scared and are just in awe and wonder and just enjoy the exchange. I think that's so important.
Yeah, it's so important. A long time ago, I was shown how, and even in photographs that came up, how the fairy kingdom or the nature kingdom and the ascended masters and the ultra-dimensional, the beings and all of it, how it was all working in harmony together. And the thing that was out of sync was humans. Like everything else was working together, but humans were out of sync. And I thought, God, that's the main thing we need to do is get back into sync and recognize and respect all these other dimensions and what's going on and get out of the old programs, you know, the old separation and fear, you know, programs. And as I showed earlier in when I was doing the talk up there, these beings showed up in the field and there's about three of them and they looked just like the movie E.T. They had the big head, the robes, everything, and they showed up and most people would run if that happened. They'd freak them out. They'd run, you know, they'd grab a gun or something, or, you know, the government would want to dissect them, you know, and to steal their technology. And, you know, and it's that just doesn't work. And when you master fear and you hang out and just wait for this to unfold, next thing you know, you meet these beings. And although they look bizarre, they're the most loving, wise beings you ever met. And you find out that they're teaching the masters. And that they're very ancient. They've been around a long time. But it's funny how we have to master fear, learn to trust our own inner sensitivity. You know, what's your intent? You focus in on them, say, and feel what kind of energy is coming from them. If you feel this love and joy and bliss, then you hang out and talk to them, you know. And you can tell whether they have an ill intention or not. You know, once you become aware of yourself and your own self-mastery, and it's so important to develop that.
Yes, and I also had the honor of already having quite a few, should I say nudgings by Bigfoot. Yeah. I heard him go, ooh, ooh, in the first morning that I woke up.
Yeah.
And then yesterday night, he was scratching and playing around with my tent. That was rather, shall we say, unsettling.
Yeah.
And kept me from falling asleep. And then I asked the fairy, so you take care of him, the big guy.
Yeah, yeah.
he sought him out. I can't be bothered with this. I'm asleep now.
He does that quite a bit. He goes up. I'm up there in my place, and I'm two stories up, and I feel this knock, like, right next to my head. And I'm going, wait a second, I'm two stories up. Who is knocking on the wall, you know? And, you know, you expect to run around the corner and see somebody on a ladder messing with you or screwing with you, and there's nothing there. There's nobody there. And you know, there's no way somebody could knock on the wall, climb down the ladder, grab the ladder, run off the ladder, you know, without you knowing it, you know. But they do all kinds of little stunts like that. And we had one instance. I love this one woman. Now, these beings can phase in and out, and Clyde Lewis actually saw one. Come run right up to him and smile and skid and stop and then run off. And other people have seen that, you know, as well. And the funniest one was there's a woman out in the field, and she's out in the field and she goes, Bigfoot, I love you. Like this was saying out there. And then she felt something pat her on the butt. And she said it was a really big hand. She goes, I don't know what it was, but she turned around and there was nothing there. And I said, well, you kind of initiated that, you know. So
you asked for it.
Yeah. So careful what you ask for. You know, it just may happen. But I know when people come up here, if you're focused on the nature kingdom, you know, you may see nature spirits and, you know, fairies and gnomes. And I know Kathy's got some amazing photographs of gnomes and fairies and orbs and everything else, and giant light beams, you know, coming out of nowhere. And, you know, and if you're focused on the ascended masters, you connect with them, you know, whatever your intention is. And then also, too, the ultra-dimensional or interdimensional ships, you know, they come into it as well, you know. So it's a very rounded place. And I tell people, you know, it's a vortex. The veils are very thin here. And it's a stargate. And so things are going to happen and things you may not experience in other places just because of the energy.
There's a lot of energy that's very specific to, for instance, the Pleiadian Circle or the Star Circle.
Yeah, the Medicine Wheel, the Stargate.
The Medicine Wheel, the Stargate, the Medicine Wheel. And it's so beautiful that when you lie down on the ground, you can feel the connection and you get downloads without having to do anything. You just lie on the ground and the information comes in. And it's amazing because when you are connected, there is not just one star family that you can communicate or exchange yourself with. There's everything that's what I was being told when I lay down in the Pleiadian Circle is that it's not just one group. They're all co-opting. It's almost like they're all working together to help humanity move forward. And they're beyond the ones that are known, like the Arcturian Council, the Andromedan, the Pleiadians, the Syrians, and
And they got the benevolent Anunnaki that are returning.
Benevolent Anunnaki. There's so much more than that. So it's important to not get stuck just on those labels and be aware and realize that there's an infinite number of beings and planetary star families that we have not even any idea exist, and they're still involved in this process of bringing planet forward to her ascension.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a lot of the beings that, you know, when we're doing clearing work and people's counseling work and stuff, there's beings that come in and we have no idea, and their names are spelled really bizarre. We have no idea where they're from, and we have to find out what dimension they're from, what star system, and things like that. And sometimes, you know, they'll just tell us you have no reference points, you know.
Yes.
So, yeah. And so you got a ninth dimensional being coming in, and some will say, you know, or 13th dimensional. They'll just have one name. They call themselves like the Laka or something like that. They go, we're the Laka. That's it, period. That's they're all connected. They don't care about identity.
Yes.
It's not important to them. And it's more of a collective consciousness when they come in.
And it's a collective effort as well.
Yeah.
To bring everything to the right place at the right time. And all the volcanoes that are erupting, that where people are freaking out, it's actually the Earth is, you know, becoming bigger so she can actually hold more people.
It's expanding.
Yes, yeah. She's expanding. So that's part of her giving birth to herself, to a new beings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this whole landmass is rising right now. And ancient Lemuria is rising up again, and there'll be a land bridge. Actually, it's going to connect New Zealand and Australia back together again. And so so now they can't tell, you know, jokes about each other because there'll be one. You know?
Well, that's what it was like before.
Yeah. It's funny here in America that, you know, you have the two schools. You know, you have the school in Mexico and the one in Texas, and they have all these Texas Aggie jokes. And they go back and forth, and it's really funny. And a lot of jokes you already know, but they just, you know, did you hear about the Texas Aggie that did this? And it was kind of how they changed it all around. So it's kind of funny how that happens. But I think that division game's coming to an end, you know.
Yes,
and
that's part of the meaning.
But the jokes, they have to keep the jokes.
Right? So,
where would I be without the jokes? You know? But anyway, well, thanks for sharing, you know, your experience.
Thank you.
All right, who else we got? Come on up.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. Well, just say your name and just talk about your experiences here.
I'm Roxanne, and the first night I was here, I was out on the field in saw a lot of the little lights that were moving across on top of the sky, and I also got something on my cell phone that I don't think we've been able to identify yet. If I had to guess, it was a fast-moving fairy or something like that.
Yeah. Might be one of those Cheetos. Those ascended Cheetos. They always
very
mess up your camera.
Yeah, and Spirit's been kind of funny with me this week. I remember coming to lunch and remember, I didn't bring my cup with me. And I get to the table and I look up and there's my cup sitting there with my name on it. Somebody had gotten it out of my trunk, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
And then another time I was doing the Path of Intention this afternoon, and I was going by the far end by the road, and I look and there's these rocks that are stacked up in a way that just looks so absolutely impossible. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to take a picture, but while I was doing with that, the rocks actually fell. And it's like, okay, so who's playing with the rocks?
Sorry, Bigfoot.
Yeah, I'm guessing so. Yeah. And for all we know, he may have been holding them because...
And then let them go.
Yeah, exactly, because he's out of our frequency.
They love to gift you rocks. They're very good at, you know, you'll come up on your doorstep and here's this beautiful rock and you go... And you look at the rock and you go, that's not from here. Where did this come from? You know, and you can tell by the make of the rock, you know, it's not in our vicinity. It's somewhere from up on the mountain or whatever.
Yeah. And it's actually, that's actually been consistent with the way some of my spiritual learning has come throughout my life. Is some of the things that have happened just so funny or so uncanny. Is like the most extraordinary concepts come through some very mundane vehicles sometimes. Yes.
I like the little things that make you question, you know, you just go, wait a second.
Yeah.
They go, that's not normal. What just happened here? And they start opening you up to these other dimensions and what's going on.
I think the biggest one I've got like that was 30 years ago. I've been at this for a very long time. and I had lost I had broken the taillight lens of my car, and I was going around looking for this. You know, how mundane is the taillight lens of a car?
Mm-hmm.
And so, but I was just finishing up at one of the junkyards where I was looking for the thing, threw the thing into the backseat of my car, and there was this discontinuous moment. That's the best way to describe it, because it's like one moment didn't follow the next, and my first thought was, where's that taillight lens? And I was looking all over for that thing and never to be seen again. And we're talking about something that's maybe 7 inches long, a couple inches thick, and the thing just disappeared.
Yeah. That does happen quite a bit.
So, but yeah, that's one of those big questions that I've had for a very long time is, okay, what
happened
to that?
The borrower's got it, you know?
Yeah, because I've had regressions and things like that, and they just won't open that one up.
Yeah. Hey, well, thanks for coming on the show and sharing your experience. We've got a few minutes left. John, you want to come up? Come on up. I know you've been eager to tell you.
Yeah, I just didn't want to flip through if they else go first.
Yeah, we got a few minutes, so.
Okay.
Yeah, so what have you experienced since you got here?
Oh, amazing stuff.
Yeah.
We saw the lights like everyone else said. And, when you did the tipping, I think my soul group came in for some parts of my soul group, so that was really nice. And just the energy, just really uplifting, powerful energy, is really enhancing, you know, the experience already.
Mm-hmm.
So and then, you know, having everybody else here and hearing everybody else's perspective on everything, and of course having you here.
Mm-hmm.
It's been great. It's been manifestation fulfilled.
How do you feel, you know, when the different energies come in, like say when the Pleiadians come in or the Orion Council of Light, or can you feel the difference in the energies when they come in?
Slightly, but not as good as you do.
Yeah.
I'm not good with that stuff. I could just feel if I recognize it or not, and then it gets stronger or lighter.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the more you work with it, you feel these little nuances. They're a little different. Even when we're doing the table work, it comes in, and each person has a different tip and things like that. And Mary likes to go off sideways. The whole table goes off to the side. And, you know, different different beings have, some have really strong tips, some are just really sensitive, really light, you know. But they're all different. They all have a different feel to them. And then we can feel that in our bodies. The more you work with this, your body will tell you what's going on, whether it's positive or negative, or which side. The whole left side lights up when the Pleiadians come in, which is a feminine energy. So it's like you're, the more you work with this, you get your own signals, you know. And
yeah, you
start to recognize
that.
Yeah, recognize the different ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were saying that when you were doing the discourse. So
yeah,
it was really good. I can't wait till I'm like that. And I'll be really good.
Yeah. All right. Hey, well, thanks for coming on the show. And
absolutely, Jim. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks for all your help too on the ranch.
Absolutely. I've been helping.
All right, we've just got a few minutes left. Anybody else? Okay, come on up. Yeah, we've got one. I think we've got room for one more. All right, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hello. It's an honor to be here. My name is Heike. I'm coming from Germany. I'm a very logical person. I'm thinking with my head, and I have learned or experienced a lot here in the last few days. I have seen also orbs. I've never seen before orbs, but this time I've seen hundreds of orbs. I've seen very strange objects at the sky. I'm not sure if it's really if there are aliens sitting in, but they were special. And the object changed lights, yeah, they changed red. And I know because I'm working for the airline, it's not an aircraft. Aircraft moves completely differently. What I found, what is missing here is that on the first day, we made an experiment with three clocks.
Oh, yeah.
Stopwatches. And... yeah, the people, also we started all together at the same point. We clicked together and then we went into different directions. And one person had to go outside of the property, was outside. And then they have to come back after 20 minutes, I think, half an hour, something like this. All three of them sat together, we clicked together. And what was fantastic, that the time is much quicker, or 2 seconds quicker, on the city range. So I'm getting older here. Yeah. that I found fantastic, because now I understand here is somehow another energy, and you feel it if you're walking here around. Yeah, also here's something special.
Yeah, and we've actually had a lot of scientists come up here, and we've shown that... in the class, we showed the PIP technology that they use, where when we're doing the sessions, how the whole fields of energy completely change with each group when they come in. And they did in Australia, too. They had that technology when I was in Australia. And what was beautiful is that the first one he took, I said, there's these golden goddess energies coming in. The whole room turned to gold, the pure gold energy. And then I said, the Pleiadians are coming in now, and the whole room just whited out, turned into white energy. And when I said the felines are coming in, the energy turned green in the room. So, and that's the energies that they work with, the frequencies that they work with. So it's funny how the technology now is showing the shifts and changes in energy, and we can actually scientifically document, you know, what's happening here at the ranch.
Mm-hmm. And perhaps the last thing, what I learned from James, is because I think a lot of persons have the feeling that we have to do something special. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That we are here, that something has to happen, that we are looking for our mission. But what I think is, what I learned from him is, very important is to be happy, to have a good energy, and perhaps that is enough in our job, and to bring this energy to our colleagues and so on.
Mm-hmm.
This is something I will take with me.
Great. All right. Thank you so much for coming on the show. All right. I love what Babaji said once. He said the best contribution we can make to humanity is to live a thoroughly happy, loving, joyous, abundant life and be an example to others. And that really is the key, you know, rather than trying to fix the planet and fix the world and everything else, we need to fix ourselves first and be an example, and then we can help others. And I'm seeing that is the information coming in right now. The big group lesson we're having on the planet is that we have to pull our energies back and stop all the external craziness and go within and make our own personal connection with Source. And also, too, that contact comes with enlightenment. So the more you expand in consciousness, the more you become aware of all these other dimensional aspects that are happening. And like the Buddha says, the whole world is within you. The whole universe is within you. So when you expand, you know, you start experiencing the rest of the universe. But unfortunately, we're hitting the end of the hour now. And so we've got to sign off. Remember, go to eSETI.com. to eSETIEvents.com to find out more about the workshops and gatherings. We are open next weekend. Oh, and I also forgot, too, is that we have some spaces for volunteers. And so, you know, if you have skills in gardening, in handyman, in cooking, and a lot of things, we have a lot of openings now. So if you want to come and volunteer at eSETI, we could really use the help. It's getting really busy, and it's a busy season, so... Don't forget that. But anyway, again, go to eSETIEvents.com to find out more about that. So anyway, this is James Hillen signing off. Have a great evening. Watch the skies. Stay in the heart. Get ready. Things are going to get really busy. Good night.